快乐的时间永远是过得非常快。
Happy times flees fast。
我们已经来到营会最后一个晚上。
We already come to the last night of this camp。
我们感谢神，在短短的营会中间，他多方多面的向我们施恩。
We want to thank God that through His manifold wisdom and in different aspects, He's already showed forth His grace to us.
我们还要一起在主的面前仰望。
We are together still look to the Lord before Him.
盼望他能够恩上加恩。
Our hope is that there'll be more grace upon grace.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our dear Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
我们是多么有福气的一群人。
We are such a group of people that are so blessed.
是你呼召了我们。
You have called us.
是你使我们成为圣洁。
And you also sanctified us.
是你让我们能够有从天上来的生命。
And also, you have given us the life from above.
你让我们能够向你呼求。
So that we can cry out to you.
我们千感谢，万感谢你。
We offer thousands of thanks to you.
你是我们的。
Because you belong to us.
我们也是你的。
And we are yours.
晚上我们一起坐在你的脚前。
And tonight, as we sit before thy feet.
我们所求的就是你来对我们说话。
Lord, what we beg of you is that you speak to us.
主啊，请说，仆人静听。
Please speak, for thy servant hears.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
晚上请弟兄姐妹再一同打开哥林多前书第一章。
So tonight, I'd like to ask brother and sister again open to the book, the 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们还是如同前面几堂一样，请我们用个人习惯的语言来读一章一到十七节。
And as before, we're gonna use the language that you prefer to read from verse 1 to verse 17.
唯一的要求是嘴巴张开，声音大一点。
And all we ask that you open your mouth and also read loudly.
一二三。
Stop.Paul, taught to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, as theirs and ours. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.I thank my God always concerning you, for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by Him, in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you came short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end.That you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, I'm of Paul, or I'm of Apollos, or I'm of Cephas, and I'm of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I have baptized in my own name. Yes, I also baptized in the household of Stephanas, Isaias, I do not know whether I baptize any other, for Christ did not send me to be baptized, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. In this passage that we have just read, Paul has said,
他帮助在哥林多的肢体以基督为中心的角度来认识神的教会。
He's helping the believers at Corinth to look from the angle of Christ-centered to view God's church.
他在第一节里面很清楚地告诉我们教会的根基是众使徒单一的教训。
And in verse 1, it tells us the foundation for the church is the singular revelation of the apostles.
他在第二节里面很清楚地告诉我们教会的归属，教会是属于神的。
And the second verse tells us the ownership of the church and who does the church belongs to.
并且他在第二节里面告诉我们教会的成员是什么样的人。
And also tells us the members of church, what kind of people are they?
他们是成圣蒙召。
They are sanctified and they are called.
他们是会求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
They also will call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
到了第三节和第四节。
And when it comes to verse 3 and verse 4,
保罗告诉我们教会的起源。
Paul also tells us the origin of the church.
教会的起源是神测不透的恩惠。
It's the unfathomable wisdom of God.
是神永远的旨意。
It's God's eternal purpose.
5到7节。
From verse 5 to verse 7,
他告诉我们教会的特点。
It tells us the characters of the church.
教会的特点总结来说,
And in summary of the church, the characters,
是认识基督,
is to know Christ.
Knowing Christ.
Of knowing Christ.
并且是传扬基督,
And also make Christ known.
是为基督做见证,
And to be a testimony for Christ.
同时等候基督的再来。
And also at the same time, waiting for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神的教会的特点。
And that is a characteristic of God's church.
如果你参加一个聚会,他们没有这些特点。
And when you come to join an assembly, they don't have this kind of characteristic.
你基本上知道那不是神的教会。Then
you should know that they are not the true church of God.
8到9节他告诉我们教会的未来。And
from verse 8 to verse 9, it tells us the future of the church.
因为我们的神是信实的。Because
our God is faithful.
所以教会肯定有一个荣耀美丽的。
And therefore, the church is guaranteed to have a beautiful and glorious future.
到了我们今天晚上要来看的是从第十节开始往下面看。
And tonight we're going to start from verse 10.
从第十节开始我们要看教会的合一。
And from the start of verse 10, we're going to look at the unity of the church.
首先我要在这里简单地解释一下。
But firstly, I want to give a simple explanation.
圣经中的合一不是我们观念中的一致或者统一。
So the unity that speak in the church is not uniformity.
不是大家都一样就叫做合一。
It's not because everybody agrees, so therefore we are one.
圣经中的合一它有一个非常奇妙的地方。
And there is something that's so amazing about the unity spoke of in the Bible.
它是 unity in diversity.它是在许多的不同中间，彼此却是如此的和睦、尊重与接纳。
And so it's the unity in diversity that though we have so many differences, but we are able to receive and accept one another.
从十到十七节可以分三个段落。
So from verse 10 to 17, we can divide into three sections.
请同工把那个 PPT 打出来。十到十七节，第十节是讲到合一的呼吁。
And so in verse 10, it tells us the calling to unity.
The urge.
The urge. The urge of unity. The urge of unity.
十一节到十二节讲到合一的障碍。
And from verse 11 to 12 tells the hindrance to unity.
13节到17节讲到合一的基础。
And from verse 13 to 17 tells us the foundation of unity.
我们先来看第十节。
And now let's look at verse 10 together.
首先我们要知道一件事情。
Firstly, we need to know one thing first.
保罗讲到这里的时候会有这么强烈合一的呼吁。
And when Paul comes to this point, why he has such an urge for unity?
是因为保罗深知道在神永远的旨意里面。
For because deeply, Paul knows that in God's eternal purpose,
神是要在照着所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。这是以弗所书第一章第十节所说的。
For in Ephesians it tells in the fullness of time, God gonna cause that which is in heaven on earth and come to be united in Christ.
你如果回去看第九节
，If you return to look at verse 9。
以弗所书第一章的第九节说，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
And so in verse 9 of Ephesians, chapter 1,
according
to his good pleasure, which verse 9, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们。
And so here tells us very clearly.
神奥秘的旨意里面。
In God's wisdom, mystery of wisdom.
是让神会开心的预定里面。
It's something that in God's predestination, which is a pleasure.
他要在日期满足的时候
that in the fullness of days,
他要让天上地下一切所有的都在基督里合而为一。
For he is going to gather together in one all things in Christ.
当初神造人的时候
in the beginning when God created man,
神在人里面放了很多我们不明白的东西。
There's so many things that God put into man which we do not understand.
我们不知道为什么我们有这样的东西在我们里面。
We are not sure why do we have such things in us.
举个例子。
For example,
神在创造人的时候在人的里面放了一个永恒。
When God created man, God put eternity into man.
这是一个很奇妙的概念。
And this is such a wonderful thought.
无论是哪一个文化
doesn't matter in which culture.
无论是什么样的教育背景
whether you come from background or education.
你可以否认有上帝的存在
You can even deny that there is God.
你不能够否认在你的心灵深处你不以短暂的为满足。
But you cannot deny this urge within you that you're not satisfied with things that are temporal.
你不知道为什么。
You don't know why.
短暂的东西就是不能满足你。
Anything that's temporal cannot fully satisfy you.
很多年前有一个电视上的广告。
Many years ago, there was an advertising on television.
它是讲到结婚钻石的广告。
And it's a...Advertising about the diamond in marriage.
他是这么说的。
And this is how they said.
不在乎天长地久。
Doesn't matter how long heaven earth lasts.
只在乎曾经拥有。
All we want is what you possess.
真的吗？
Is that true?
真的吗？
Is that true?
我没有看过一个谈恋爱的人跟对方讲说不在乎天长地久。
Have you ever heard someone that's falling in love telling the other half, like, I don't want to love you to the end of heaven and earth?
我只希望曾经拥有。
All I care about is that I have you.
那叫鬼扯。
But that is just lying.
人心中明明知道没有一个爱情是天长地久的。
For in the heart of man, we all know there's no love that will last forever.
早晚有一个要走掉的。
Because one day, one of you will depart first.
不会天长地久的。
It's not gonna last forever.
我们结婚快五十一年了是吧？还是五十二年了。
Our brother's almost married for more than 51 years.
这叫天长地久吗？
Can you see? Is this lasting forever?
不是的，很短啊，五十年就这样子过了。
It's very short. 50 years just fly by.
我还好像记得昨天才把这个傻女孩骗到家里来。
To me, it's like I have only just taken this woman into my house yesterday.
怎么一转眼五十多年飞掉了？
Why just turn around and 50 years just fly by?
但是我们心中有一个渴望是永恒。
But yet in our heart, that is a longing for eternity.
神造人的时候，在人里面还放了另外一个东西，很奇怪的。
But also there's something amazing God had put in the heart of man when he was created.
人里面渴望合一而不是分裂。
In the heart of man, we long for unity and not for division.
人渴望和谐而不是混乱。
We want on conformity and not confusion.
Harmony. Harmony.
A harmony and not confusion.
融合而不是瓦解。
And so,
integrity, but
we want integrity, but we don't
want
division, separation.
我们都渴望我们在的环境是一个很团结、很和平。
We want to be in a place where there is peace and when there's togetherness.
请问你们中间有谁喜欢说神啊求你让我家里面像战场
Have anyone you longed and asked God say, God please make my family like a war zone
让我们每一个人都很讨厌对方
And so that each one of the family members will hate each other
我们每一次见面我们就要想我可以说什么做什么来伤害别人
And every time we see each other, all we think about is how we actually cause them to angry and to hurt them.
你们中间有谁这样的祷告？请举手。
Please put up your hand if any of you pray like this.
有吗
？Anyone？
没有吧
？There's none.
如果你有，你不应该在这里。
If you have, then you shouldn't be here tonight.
你应该在神经病院。
You're probably in psychiatric hospital.
我们的祷告，我们的渴望是 我们家里面的人彼此相爱。
Because our heart's longing is that we pray that in the family that we can love one another.
我们肯为对方牺牲。
We're willing to sacrifice ourselves for the other person.
我们不挑剔别人。
We're not going to pick fault with one another.
我们欣赏而不是批评。
We will admire them. We're not going to criticize them.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们谁家那么好啊？
But please tell me, is any of your family as good as that?
偶尔好几个钟头有吧。
But maybe that was very good for a few hours.
Christmas Eve.
And maybe the Christmas Eve, 圣诞夜。
有很多家庭大家围在圣诞树下面分礼物很开心。
And they maybe all sit around the Christmas tree and giving gifts to one another and very happy.
但是真的有合一吗？
But was there truly any unity?
自从罪恶到了这个世界，
When sin entered into the world,
人跟神中间没有合一。
There is no unity between God and man.
夫妻中间没有合一。
Even in marriage, husband and wife do not have unity.
你还记得亚当当年看到夏娃的时候唱出的第一首情歌吗？
Have you remember the first love song that Adam sang when he saw Eve the first time?
多美啊！
Was so beautiful.
是我骨中的骨。肉中的肉
The bone of my bones, the flesh of my flesh.
什么样的爱情啊？
What type of love is that?
犯罪以后呢？
But after they have fallen in sin.
耶和华神呢？
Oh, Jehovah God.
你不要怪我啊。
Please, not my fault.
就是那个你给我同让我跟他同居的女人害我的呀。
It's the woman that you gave to me to live with me together that she has caused me to do this.
多难听啊。
That's how difficult to receive her.
跟我同居的哦。
And then they were also just living together.
他没有说是我的妻子哦。
He didn't even say it was my wife.
他说是跟我同居的哦。
He said it was the woman that dwelt with me.
多恶毒啊。
And that was so evil.
不但很恶毒啊。
Not only is evil,
这个女人还是你给的。
And also, this woman was given by you.
千错万错，说白了，耶和华你的错。
Doesn't matter whose fault is, it's all your fault.
看见了没有？
Did you see that?
罪来到这个世界。
When sin entered into the world.
这个世界没有合一。
This whole world has no unity.
社会上没有。
There's no unity in society.
所有的团体里面没有。
And every group, there's no unity.
教会有没有？
What about in the church?
不讲话。
How come you're so silent?
我们心里都知道。
In our heart, we deeply know.
应该有。
We should have unity.
我们希望有。
We hope to have unity.
但是找不到。
But we could not find it.
真的找不到。
Truly, we could not find it.
你们听过兰培德弟兄吗？
Have any of you have heard a message from Brother Lance Limbaugh?
听过他吗？
Have you heard his message?
他说：“弟兄姐妹，如果你找到一个教会是合一的教会
，I said, dear brother and sister, if you found a church that is full of unity,
请你告诉我。
Please tell me.”
我一定去参加那个教会。
I'm for sure I will go and attend that church meeting.
而且我给你保证。
And I want to guarantee you.
自从我参加以后。
As soon as I join that church.
那个教会一定没有合一。
Then that church will no longer have unity.
虽然在现实的世界上我们看不见真正的那一种的 shalom 那种的平安，那种的 harmony， 那种的和谐。
So in the real world, we don't really able to see that real peace and that harmony.
但是这是神造人的时候放在人里面一个极深的渴望。
But yet, that's what God has put into man, and that they have, it has this deep yearning for.
你如果读旧约圣经，
If you read the Old Testament Bible,
每一个先知的梦想，
and the dream of every prophet,
就是有一天，
that is one day,
在那个荣耀的日子里面，
in that glorious day,
一切的腐败，一切的邪恶都要除去，要重建。
Everything that is evil, everything that is corruption will be put away and everything will rebuild.
崎岖的地要被修平。
And all the rough ground will be flattened.
所有的傲慢换成了谦卑。
And all the pride will become humility.
所有的冲突和战争变成了和平。
And every conflict and war will become peace.
出生的羔羊可以跟狮子一起玩。
Even a lamb can play with the lion.
圣经将这一幅美丽却不能够想象的画面留在圣经中给我们。
And yet, God has put into the Bible and this beautiful picture of peace.
在圣经里的这一种的美丽
The beauty that is described in the Bible
是真正的合一
is the true unity
人和人中间
when it's between man and man
不再有贪婪
there is no greediness
不再有骄傲
and there is no more pride
不再有自私
and there is noselfishness,
不再有嫉妒
and there's no envy,
只有喜乐
there's only joy and happiness,
只有安息
and there's only perfect rest in peace,
只有享受神无限的恩典
and there enjoying the abundant grace of God,
每一个人
and every one of us,
都希望
we all hopeful,
我们活在一个没有谋杀。
We want to live in where there's no murder.
没有嫉妒。
And there's no envy.
没有羞耻。
And there's no shame.
没有种族主义。
And there's no racism.
没有战争。
And there's no war.
没有冲突。
And there's no conflict.
没有抢劫。
And there's no robbery.
没有枪杀。
And there's no murder.
Gunshot. 没有恐怖主义。
And there's no terrorism.
甚至于没有别人恶意的流言蜚语。
And also, there's no evil words spoken people behind your back.
以弗所书四章二到六节。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4,
他是用这样的一段话来向我们描写合一的美丽。
And from verse 2 to verse 6, he used this to describe the beautiful picture to us.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Verse 2 and 3, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
That is one body and one spirit, Just as you were called in one hope and of your calling, one law, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
So dear brothers and sisters,
难道这不是你心目中最渴望看到的环境吗?
Isn't that what your heart most longing for?
世界上的人想要用各种的手段来创造,来寻求合一。
In the world, people use all their wisdom and ways in trying to create an unity.
但是保罗在以弗所书很清楚地告诉我们,
But Paul clearly tells us in the book of Ephesians,
合一是在神莫大的恩典中借着圣灵已经赐给教会的礼物。
And God, through His abundant grace and through the Holy Spirit, is already given unity to the church as a gift.
我们今天不要努力地去创造合一。
Today, we do not need to strive to create unity.
但是我们要认识这个合一的重要和宝贵。
But we need to know the importance and preciousness of this unity.
以至于我们会竭力保守。
And so that as it here, we'll give all it takes to keep this unity.
今天太多的时候，我们一不小心，一放纵自己的肉体，一随心所欲，我们就在破坏圣灵所赐的合一。
And today, through our own carelessness, and in what we say and what we do, very easily we are there destroying the unity that Holy Spirit have created in the church.
第十节他一开始
In the beginning of verse 10,
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
他说弟兄们
He says, brethren,
这是呼吁合一的根据。
And this is the urge to call for unity.
我们有没有一个 PPT?
Do we have a PowerPoint slide?
还是没有？没关系，就这样。呼吁的根据。
The foundation for this urge.
弟兄们
is for brethren.
十节和十一节两次提到弟兄们。
In verse 10 and verse 11, the word brethren was repeated.
很明显这里在强调我们有同样的生命。
And here is emphasized that we have the same life.
我们有同样的生命。
We all share the same life.
我们有同样的天父。
We have the same Heavenly Father.
所以我们是弟兄们。
That's why we call each other brethren.
这是教会合一的基础。
And that is the foundation to the unity of the church.
如果我们没有耶稣基督的生命
And if we do not have the life of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就不可能活出耶稣基督的样式。
And there's no way we are able to live out like Christ.
就不可能有任何真正的合一。
Then there is no real unity possible.
你不要做梦去跟不信主的人有合一。
I do not dream that you can be united with the unbeliever.
因为生命不一样。
Because there is a difference in life.
可以彼此尊重。
You can have respect for one another.
但是不可能有合一。
But it's no way you're going to have unity.
你可以选自己的朋友。
You can choose your own friends.
你喜欢的人就跟他交朋友。
Whoever you like, then you can be friends with them.
你不喜欢的人，你就躲你远一点，总可以吧？
And so the ones that you don't like, you can just stay away from them.
但是弟兄姐妹，你不能够选谁是你的弟兄。
But brother and sister, there is no way you can choose who to be your brother.
我不知道你们有没有像我这么坏。
I don't know if you were as bad as me.
你知道我有很长一段时间常常问主。
Do you know for a long time I was been asking the Lord for this?
主啊，为什么你会救这个人呢？
Lord, why do you save such a person?
你怎么可以救像他这样子的人呢？
And how can you save someone like him?
你怎么可以让他跟我在一个教会里面呢？
And why do you place him in the same church gathering as me?
你难道不知道他真的是处处在对付我吗？
Don't you see that he's doing everything to upset me?
后来我才知道。
And later I come to know.
主要救他。
Because God wants to save him.
主要让他来对付我。
And God is using him to train me.
是因为我的生命需要这样子的对付。
Because my life needs God to deal with.
你选不了你的弟兄。
You cannot choose your own brother.
那你怎么跟他有合一呢？
Then how can you have unity with him?
合一
，unity，
这是生命的问题。
It's a matter of life。
你的生命越幼稚，你就跟任何人越难有合一。
If your life is very naive, then it's hard for you to have unity with someone else。
我去 Auburn 那边。
When our brother was visiting the Auburn Assembly,
我发现他们有一样东西特别多。
I discovered there's something they have abundant of.
小 baby.
They have so many little babies.
哦，我看了很喜欢。
I was so joyful to see them.
因为很像我现在在服侍的教会。
Just the same as the church I'm serving currently.
左一个右一个走来走去都是 baby.
And then everywhere you turn, you can always see little baby.
弟兄姐妹 baby 可爱吗？
And brother and sister, is that baby so lovely?
可爱吧？
They are lovely.
真的可爱。
Very lovely.
但你知不知道 baby 非常的可恨？
But also, do you know, baby is so annoying.
他不讲你的。
Because he will not reason with you.
他是全世界最自私的人了。
Because they are the most selfish life.
他要喝就要喝。
When he's hung, when he wants to drink, he wants to drink.
他要拉就拉。
When he wants to pull, he will pull.
他不管你在干什么。
He does not care what you were doing at the moment.
他不会跟你说，你现在有客人，我不好意思，我再等一下吧。
Would they say, oh, you have visitors, I better hold back and do it later.
没有的事。
Of course, he wouldn't do that.
他要干什么就干什么。
They will just do whatever they want to do at that moment.
你不满足他。
And if you don't satisfy the baby,
他就发脾气。
And then you get angry at you.
And 对吧
for a tangent. Isn't that right?
他尿不湿了，你不给他换，他就哭给你看。
If the nappy is wet, you don't change it, he'll just cry very loudly.
他要喝奶，你不给他喝，他跟你拼命。
You want to drink milk, you don't give it milk, you start screaming.
我有的时候幻想。
And sometimes in my mind, I dream of this.
如果一个 baby 可以拿手枪。
And so if you put a gun in the hand of a baby.
如果他会用的话。
If they know how to use it.
很多妈咪都没了。
And then a lot of mom have lost their life long ago.
因为你看他生气的那个样子哦。
If you look at the baby when he was crying angry,
一个人的生命要越来越成熟，越成熟，他才会越来越跟多一点的人有合一。
For someone's life, they need to become more mature and then more mature, and the increase in maturity will make it easier to have unity with someone else.
因为 baby 跟妈妈很合一的。
Because baby and mom should be united.
为什么？
Why?
因为妈妈把她的命都给了 baby。
Because the mom has sacrificed her life for the baby.
什么东西都照她的意思。
And everything is do according to what they want.
所以合一嘛。
And so that's unity.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But dear brother and sister.
圣经里的合一不是这样的。
But this kind of unity is not what is in the Bible.
圣经里的合一不是你们都照我的意思。
For the unity in the Bible is not that everybody have to do according to what I want.
圣经里的合一是我们每个人都照我们天父的意思。
It's the Bible's unity is that every one of us we only do according to Heavenly Father's will.
一个家庭的弟兄姐妹都体贴爸爸的心肠，这个家庭弟兄姐妹就有合一。
So in a family, when brothers and sisters, they are understood and know the heart of their parents, then there will be unity in the family.
在这节里面也让我们看到保罗呼吁的语气。
And also in this verse, we can see the condition of Paul's urge.
The tone
of Paul's urge.
我借我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们。
It's like, I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗知不知道哥林多教会的问题？
Doesn't Paul know about the problem it had at Corinth?
他很清楚。
It knows very well.
保罗没有一开始就责备他们。
And Paul didn't just reprove them right at the beginning.
保罗称呼他们弟兄们。
But Paul called them as brethren.
两次称呼他们弟兄们。
And twice called them as brethren.
是要他们体贴他们中间的关系。
Because he want them to understand and know the relationship to have in the midst of them.
保罗很严肃地劝他们。
And with a serious tone, Paul reminds them.
是借我们主耶稣基督的名。
That he plead with them by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里面有两件事情。
And there's two things in this verse.
一件事情是他用劝这个字。
And first is Paul used this word, I plead with you.
这是一个恳求。
Because it's a pleading.
这是一个在爱中希望挽回的口气。
For it's the tone used when you want toHelp someone to turn back.
是温柔的。
Is very meekly.
但是另外一方面。
But in another aspect.
是庄严的。
But he also was very serious.
是借着主耶稣基督的名来劝你们。
For he is pleading with them by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是说到主耶稣基督的所事和所有。
And this speak of who Jesus Christ is and that he had.
保罗在这里实在流露出一个成熟的牧者那个平衡的态度。
And so Paul reviews as a very experienced shepherd, he also called make it a balanced way of approaching them.
一方面他是极其温柔。
In one way, he is very softly and tenderly towards them.
另外一方面他在真理上在权柄上又是很清楚的表达。
But also, at the same time, in the authority, he also clearly expressed his view.
我们今天在教会帮助弟兄姐妹。
And today in the church, as we help brothers and sisters,
我们一方面要非常的温柔。
In one way, we need to meek and lowly.
另外一方面，我们又要非常的把神的真理不打折扣的分享给人。
And also, in our sharing with them, there's no discount to the truth of God.
保罗他这一个呼求
，and the pleading of Paul，
他的根据是他们的生命
，his according to their life，
他的口气是温柔却是坚定
，his tone is soft and tender but is very firm。
而他呼吁的内容是什么呢
？And what is the content of his pleading？
他呼吁的内容是都说一样的话。
Is that you all speak the same thing？
千万不要以为保罗这句话的意思就是你们通通都说中文。
Don't misunderstand Paul. He's not asking them to all speak Mandarin.
我去欧洲有一些的聚会。
When our brother was visiting in Europe, assemblies.
他们很独特。
They're very unique.
他不管你的背景是哪里的。
They don't care what your background is.
你是东北人。
You may be coming from the north.The north of China.
你是广东人。
You coming from Guangdong of China.
你是福建人。
Maybe from the Fujian province.
都不重要。
They are not important.
你从北京上海来也是一样。
Whether you come from Beijing or Shanghai, it's the same. Treat it the same.
你要来我们教会聚会。
If you come to gather with us here.
你就要学会听青田话。
Then you need to learn how to listen to the Fujian local dialect, 今天。
浙江。
浙江 dialect. 今天。
我坐在那边我呆了。
Our brother sit there and is at all.
我说你们这么厉害啊。
It's like, you are so amazing.
他说保罗说的呀。
And they said, well, Paul said this.
你们都说一样的话。
You all speak the same thing.
你注意啊，中文说你们都说一样的话。
You can see that in Chinese, they say you speak almost like the same language.
英文有的版本就翻作你们都说同样的一件事。
And the English translate is to speak the same thing.
其实这一句话
But in reality, the true meaning of this word
是一个那个时代的一种idiom 中文怎么讲
成语
谚语。
So it's like the idiom at that time.
当一个人说，哎，你们都要说一样的话。
And when someone say you all need to speak the same thing.
他最主要使用的背景是在一些不同的政治团体中间。
And they use in the context of different political background gathering together.
当他们要合作起来推动一个法案
when they want to cooperate together to push forward a policy,
他们都要说一样的话。
They need to speak the same thing.
那个意思就是在一些重要的事情上我们有同样的立场。
And so it's expressing that in some important matters, we need to stand in the same ground.
而不是我们各说各的话。
And we cannot speak our own things.
保罗这一句话就定义了教会中合一的内容。
And so the word spoken by Paul, he sets the foundation for the church.
The content.
The content.
真正的合一必须是建立在真理上的合一。
For the true unity must build upon the unity of truth.
当保罗说你们都说一样的话的时候
And when Paul said you all speak the same thing,
保罗就是说在你们中间对着信仰对着真理必须是有同样的立场。
What Paul is expressing is that in the truth and also in what you preach, you need to have stand on the same ground.
我们可以有不同的做法。
We may have different way of doing things.
我们甚至于可以在不同的地方。
We may be also gathering at different places.
我们可以有不同的组织。
We may have different way of organization.
但是这些都不能够破坏我们的合一。
But all those things cannot divide our unity.
但是有一样东西绝对可以破坏我们的合一。
And that is one thing that will break the unity.
就是当我们在真理中偏离的时候，我们就没有了合一。
Is when we diverge from the truth, then there is no unity.
你们中间也不可分党。
And also that there be no division among you.
分党。
Divisions.
这个字原来希腊文它是 schismata.
And in Greek there is a word called schismata.
英文就是 schism.
And so translate into English it's called schism.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
一块布
and there is a piece of cloth.
你把它撕裂了
and you just torn it apart.
这个就叫做分党
and that is called causing division.
在神的家里面
in the house of God,
不能够有这样的分裂
we should not have this kind of division.
这样的撕开
And we are torning things apart.
不可。
We cannot do that.
我这么多年在这么多不同的教会中服事。
And our brother through many years serving in different churches.
很不幸常常会到一些地方就有一些弟兄姐妹来讲哦哦哦哦哦哦。
And when he was at one at arrival place, many brothers and sisters would come to tell our brother so many things about problems in the church.
讲到他们中间的分裂。
And they also speak of how there's division in among them.
我很惊讶地发现。
And to my surprise, as I discover,
这么多年来。
And after these many years,
我还没有看过一个教会里面弟兄姐妹的分裂。真的是为着真理而分裂。
I have not seen come across that in a church where the division is caused by diversion of truth.
我看到的撕裂都是因为有人看另外一个人不顺眼。
And I've seen so many division and the torn apart separation is because they don't like certain person.
这是何等悲哀的事情。
It's so sad to see that happening.
保罗说不可以。
But Paul said that should not be.
合一的内容。
For the content of unity.
是说一样的话。
Is to speak the same thing.
合一的内容。
and the content of unity.
是不可以撕裂基督的身体。
That we should not tear apart the truth of Christ.
相反。
And in the opposite way,
合一的内容是要一心一意彼此相合。
And so, the content of unity, as it speaks here, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
彼此相合。
That you are, have the same mind and same judgment.
No, no, 那个是一心一意。
Joined together、
yes.
in the same mind.、
John.
Joined together, perfectly joined together.
这里这个动词。
And this adjective here, adverse.
可以用在成全。
We can say is to、satisfy.
Make complete.
To make complete.
可以用在门徒们。捕鱼网。
We can also see an example of the fishermen they are、repairing the nets.
同样的字。
It's using the same word.
但是当时这个字用的最多的是在医学上。
But this word at that time was commonly used in medical.
是当你断裂的骨头要把它重新接回去固定好，让它能够再长好。
And it's used in a situation where there is broken bones and need to fit the back together so that it can grow back.
要把脱臼的骨头放回去。
And the dislocated joints need to fit the back in.
把断裂的骨头接好。
And the broken bones need to be reconnected, constructed.
是很困难的事。
It's a very difficult thing to do.
是很痛苦的事。
And it's also very painful.
这是为什么大部分教会里面的弟兄们都不肯去做这件事。
And that's why in many places, the brethren are not willing to do these kind of things, repairing work.
保罗告诉他们
But Paul is telling them,
你必须先改变你自己
First, you need to change yourself.
好让你自己的想法、看法、做法跟圣经所启示的是一样的
Whatever you say, whatever you understood, need to be one with the Bible.
这样你们才有可能有一样的心思，才可能有一样的意念。
Then that way, you can have the same mind and have the same judgment.
如果我们的心思意念不是被圣经的真理所调整
And if our understanding and our view is not corrected by what's taught in the Bible,
我们是不可能修复我们跟弟兄们的撕裂。
There's no way we can repair the division between brethren.
保罗在这里很清楚地指明了一条合一的道路。
So Paul points to us a very clear way towards unity.
是确保你自己被破碎、被改变，以至于你跟耶稣基督的心思意念是一致的。
And so that you yourself need to be broken, and then you can be aligned to the same mind and the same heart of Christ.
当你愿意这样做的时候
，And when you are willing to do that,
虽然你要付代价。
Yes, you are paying a price.
虽然你很痛苦。
Yes, you are painful.
但是你会发现神也会做同样的事在别人的身上。
But at the same time, you will discover that God is doing exactly the same work also in the other person.
然后神把你们关系复合。
And then God can repair the relationship.
我们教会有一个非常好的骨科医生。
In our brother's assembly, there's a very good surgeon for bones, related bone operations. Orthopedic surgeon.
他真的很厉害。
He was so skilled.
你身上的哪一根骨头他一摸都知道什么问题。
Any part of your body, any part of the bones, he will know it straight away by looking at it.
你不需要什么 X 光 MRI。
He doesn't even need you to take an X-ray or any MRI scans.
他手一摸就告诉你你什么地方出问题。
His hand only just have to feel a bit, then you know exactly what's wrong with
that place. 他知道你骨头的问题。
He knows everything that is related to your bones.
他告诉我。
And he told me,
断掉的骨头。
So any broken bones,
重新接回去以后。
And after you reconnect, reconstruct them, put them together,
修复好了。
And you have finished the repairing work.
那一个断过的地方比没有断过的骨头更坚硬。
So the place where it's been healed is stronger than any other place that never broken before.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
在我自己的生命中
in my brother's, our brother's own life,
在我身边一些很亲密的同工的生命中
and also in very close brothers that are working with our brother, co-workers,
我们都经历过这个事实
and they all have experienced this same truth.
有弟兄对我有意见
that a brethren, a brother that have something against me,
我对弟兄也很有意见。
I also have something against him.
但是有一天当我们愿意被主破碎。
But one day when we are willing to be broken by the Lord.
我们愿意付代价受痛苦受羞辱。
We're willing to pay the price and take the painful consequence.
我们知道在神的眼中圣灵所赐那个合一比什么都重要。
Because we see that the unity that is blessed by the Holy Spirit is more precious than anything else.
我们就愿意。
Then we were willing.
然后神就做奇妙的工作。
And then God will do an amazing work.
我们就经历了合一。
And then we experience this unity.
我告诉你。
I can tell you.
这一种恢复合一的关系
and this repairing of unity
比跟其他的同工没有经历过这一生这个脱筋断骨的痛苦
and also comparing to relationship with other brothers that never went through this painful experience
完全不一样
it's so different
是的
of course
要恢复好痛苦。
To repair is very painful.
但是恢复的结果是真美好。
But the end of this repairing work is so good.
保罗为什么会这么的重要的来做这个呼吁呢？
So why does Paul make it so serious to talk this urge.
因为保罗太知道哥林多教会的光景。
Because Paul is well known about the condition of the church at Corinth.
他们中间的不和睦，他们中间的分裂争吵。
Because in the midst of them, there is division, there is quarreling with one another.
而且你会发现一个很特别的事情。
And also you discover something special.
人们的习惯就是你跟我不一样你一定是错的。
And in our habit, we always feel that if you are not like me, then you are wrong.
但是保罗要提醒他们。
But Paul wants to bring them to remember, to remind them.
当一个人
when one person
或者是一群人
or is a group of people
甚至于是一个教会
or maybe is a church assembly
他们在用他们的经历时间
through their experience and of their time
all their energy and their effort and their time
and their energy, their effort and their time
跟撒旦跟罪恶跟世界来打仗的时候
and when they're fighting against Satan, the world and against sin
这个教会是这个个人这个团体是站在一个最好的状态
and as a person, as a group or as a church, they are standing the most fair ground
当一个人
but if one person
或者是一个教会
or it's a church assembly
他跟里面打架
but they are having inward fighting
你有没有看过一个人自己跟自己里面打架
have you ever seen a person fighting within himself
很多的过去我们放不下
there's so many in the past you cannot put it down
我们就在那里打架
And then you're almost wrestling and they're fighting against yourself.
苦得要死哦。
It is so bitter inside.
我永远都不会忘记我去探访一个八十岁的夫妇，一对八十岁的夫妇。
Our brother cannot forget when he went to visit a couple that's in the 80s.
他们两个人耳朵都不好。
And both of them have hearing problem.
所以他们讲话声音世界一级大。
And so the way they speak to one another is yelling at one another.
你都不需要进他们家的房子就听见他们在讲什么。
Even outside the house, you can hear them talking to one another, yelling at one another.
他们在里面吵。
And so there was a fighting with one another inside the house.
我要决定我要不要按电铃。
I'm standing outside the door. I need to decide whether I want to press the doorbell.
我想我还是按了。
So at the end, I thought I should press the bell.
他们家的电铃很特别的。
And also, their doorbell is very special.
是那种特别频率的电铃。
And it's a very special frequency.
所以那个频率一按，他们两个都听见了。
And because when you press that, then both of them will definitely hear.
他们就来开门了。
And they will come to open the door.
他们跟我很熟啊。
Because they know me very well.
哦，他说，师兄，进来坐。
And he said, oh, Brother Peter, come in, come in.
你先坐一下。
And just sit there for a while.
我们还没吵完。
We haven't finished our fight yet.
我们吵完再跟你讲话。
Let us finish our fight first before we talk to you.
然后他们两个对看。
And they'll look at one another and they start the fight again.
啊，我们刚才吵到哪里？
And they'll say, oh, where did we go up to then?
我就跟他们说
And then I tell them
你们在吵说五十多年前那一天他的妈妈跟你说什么话
And I reminded them that you were arguing about 50 years ago how that your mother-in-law was speaking to you
哦、oh, 对对对、oh, 两个继续干
And I said oh yes I remember that so they continued their fight
然后干到一个地步哦，这个姐妹就很生气，很生气的说。
And they fight to the place where the sister was so angry and so angry.
我到今天才认识你。
I only get to know you today.
结婚五十多年才认识他。
And after more than 50 years of marriage, and suddenly she come to know him.
然后这个老公说，我还是不认识你。
And then the husband said, but I still don't know the real you.
我们把所有的精力都放在对内的耗尽。
Because we use all our strength and effort in inward fighting.
今天很多教会的同工。
And today, many co-workers in the church assembly.
连晚上睡觉都在想教会里面哪一些人哪一个人这里不好那里不对我要怎么来帮助他我怎么改变他
When they're in sleep and in their dream they're still thinking well, some brothers and sisters are wrong in the church and how to help them to change them.
当一个人当一个教会所有的精力都放在里面的战争的时候
When a church and all the effort and energy is spending inward fighting,
这个个人这个教会就是处在一个最悲惨的光景
And then that person or that church is in the most horrifying condition.
哥林多的教会
The church at Corinth
他们应该是全心全意的去爱神
They should love God with all their mind, all their heart
他们应该是全心全意的彼此相爱
They need to love one another
好让神的福音能够广传
So that the gospel can be preached
结果他们都没有做这些事
ButThey all didn't do any of that.
他们光是忙着内耗搞不定。
They were busy doing inward fighting and forgot about all those other things.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天活在神的面前。
And today, as we live before God,
我们是否能够听见保罗在这里的呼吁
Can we, or have we heard the urge of Paul here?
弟兄们
Brethren,
我借我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们
Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
都说一样的话
that youAll speak the same thing.
你们中间也不可分党。
And that there be no division among you.
只要一心一意。
But that you be perfectly joined together with one heart and one mind.
彼此相合。
And then loving one another.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow heads in prayer.
主求你吸引我们的心
Oh dear Lord, please join our heart to yourself
让我们在乎你所在乎的
Lord, that we will put in our heart what is in your mind
让我们的心思意念都被你的话语改变
That our mind and our heart are be transformed by your word
以至于我们跟所有的弟兄姐妹都能够一心一意
So that we can be one heart and one mind with all our brothers and sisters.
我们能够真正的彼此相合。
So that we can be truly one with one another.
以至于你能够使用我们。
So that you can truly use us.
在这个黑暗弯曲悖谬的时代。
In this dark and crooked generation.
我们能够如同明光照耀。
So that we can be light shining into darkness.
成为你自己在地上的见证
Be the testimony on the earth for you
求你听我们这样的呼求
Please hear our plea with you, O Lord
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.